Well, hello everybody, and welcome to tonight's Team Eagles call. We're excited to have you all join us, whether you are live tonight or whether you are listening to the recording. And I think I'm going to turn it over right away to my other half. Mick, are you there?
Yep. Thanks, Jenny. Welcome, everyone. Before we get into our discussion on the book GoPro, I wanted to alert you to some very good new stuff related to the Complete Transformation Plan or program. Basically, a couple of our team were asking me in the last few days about a comprehensive guide, if you like, to complete transformation. And I had to admit, well, we have lots of great documentation at Team JP, and there are lots of great files in the Facebook group for Committed Complete Transformation. But they basically put me on a guilt trip, I think. So I spent a couple of hours today putting together a comprehensive guide. And I know Laurie Brown's on the call. And Laurie, you've already commented on Facebook that you like it. So thanks so much for that. That was a big encouragement to me. And one of our team who was one of the reasons that I spent 2 hours today doing it has also got back to me pretty quickly and said that she loves it too. So I wanted you to know that. You can find it in the files at our Committed to Complete Transformation Facebook group. You can also find it at our team website, teamjp.net/CCT for Committed to Complete Transformation, CCT. So if you want to give me some feedback on that, that would be great. And I think you'll find it very helpful to be able to send it to someone, a prospect or a customer who might be interested in complete transformation, or better still, sit down with them and go over it. You can print it or you can just show it to them on your smartphone or your tablet, like an iPad. So I hope that's helpful. Now let's move on to GoPro. So last week we went through an introduction. I laid the ground, built a foundation for you, because it's very important as we go through this book to understand that we have some translation to do. And most importantly, I gave us a structure, if you like, because while our overall company mission, our mission, is inspiring healthy living around the world, we have a three-part kind of mission process, if you like. Those three parts being a good description of what we do in the Juice Plus business and, if you like, the stages we go through, those three being embrace, share, and inspire. So as we go through the study of GoPro, I will be constantly, I hope, helping by identifying where we are in that process, whether it is embracing the concept of Juice Plus and building a belief in the products, whether it is sharing the Juice Plus product and the Juice Plus business based on our belief in the product and our belief in the business and what we do in the business, and then the third stage being to inspire others to do the same. That is, inspire others to embrace Juice Plus and share Juice Plus and share the business. So, again, last week we went through the introduction and chapters 1, 2, and 3. And for this call, I've asked you to read and be prepared to comment on chapters 4 and 5. Now, I know some of you on the call have not been able to get that far into the book, and that's okay because we can still have a good discussion. I hope there are people on the call who have read chapters 4 and 5, because otherwise it's going to be a very one-sided process, and we don't like that. I much prefer these to be interactive. And I know that there are several people on the call who are into the book but couldn't make it on tonight's call, notably Rachel Harries, who is in England with her mother, and Kay Cheney down in Houston, Texas, who has another grandbaby, introduced a new grandbaby into the world just a few days ago, about a week ahead of time, and not sure that Kay was going to be able to join us, which is a pity because these two chapters are all about how we find prospects for the product and for the business and how we invite them to take a look and to understand what our products are about and what our business is about. And Kay has been so effective at that, and whether she's on the call or not, I will blow Kay's trumpet for a moment, because at our kickoff at the Orlando conference, we recognized everyone who had completed one or more 5-1s during the course of the previous 6 months between the April conference and the October conference. And to remind you, 5-1 means getting taking five orders during the month and sponsoring one new rep onto your team in the month. And Kay was the one person, the only person who had successfully 5-1'd each of those 6 months. And that was particularly amazing because during the latter stages of those of that period, Kay had had a very severe case of shingles in the eye, extremely painful. For several weeks, she was locked away in a darkened room, literally, because any light entering her eye was excruciatingly painful. And yet, with the wonderful help of her wonderful husband, Bob, she did complete all of those 6 months of 5-1, which just goes to show that she is a pro. She is a Juice Plus professional at finding prospects and at sharing Juice Plus and the business with those prospects in a very effective way. So, Kay, if you only get to listen to the recording of this call, once again, our great congratulations to you on that. And we are here to learn from you when you have a chance to join us on these calls and to give us your input and your feedback. So, Chapter 4 is Finding Prospects. In our terminology, I was kind of surprised that Eric didn't use the word or the term, but we call this the memory jogger, which is our list, our contact list, the list of people that we plan to share Juice Plus with, and with some of them to share the business with. I don't want to spend too long on Chapter 4, because I do want to spend more time on Chapter 5. But for those of you who are on the call and who have read Chapter 4 or have any comments without even reading it on the memory jogger, on how to build a good active contact list, then let me know. What did you think of Chapter 4? What resonated? What mostly did you glean from it? Did you gain from it?
I guess the thing in that one was the idea that, yes, you have your friends and you have your list, but you have to think broader than that. It's the friends of the friends. And that was like, oh, yeah, that's right. You know, there's that part of it that is beyond just a name or two. It's their friends and then their friends. And
so I think that that was something that was like, okay, uh-huh.
Yeah, good, Gretchen. Good point. And I think, if I remember rightly, one point he was making was that many of your friends have mutual friends. In other words, if you think about a particular friend whom you know pretty well, you and they share to some extent the same circle of friends. So if you're thinking about that friend, if you've written John Smith's name down on your contact list, on your memory jogger, and you think about John and the people he knows, then you'll probably think of some other people who are mutual friends, or at least acquaintances. You may not know them as well as John does, but they may be shared acquaintances. And that can be helpful for a number of reasons. One, you think of that person, you write them on your list. Doesn't have to be someone you know well. I love it when he says, if they're negative, put them on the list. If they're 98 years old, put them on the list. If they're 18, put them on the list. So his point is the thing that most of us struggle with, which is, don't prejudge, don't think about it, just think of a person and write them down. Get down as many as you possibly can, because that is, it's kind of an insurance policy. It just gives you a level of comfort. The more names you have on the list, the less bothered you are when someone says, no, don't think I do want to watch that DVD, or no, I watch the DVD, and no, I don't think I do want Juice Plus, or whatever. If you only, as he points out, if you only have a handful of names on your list, you will quickly get discouraged, and we don't want that.
You know,
yeah, that was a good takeaway.
This is Cheryl. I haven't read the book yet because I just ordered it, but I was reading some of it. But with the memory jogger, what I've noticed in the last couple of weeks is I've ran across a lot of people that said, I used to be on Juice Plus, and I said, well, why'd you quit? Well, my friend quit selling it, or I didn't know it made any difference. But I'm going to go back in my old memory jogger and some of my – I'm going back on my canceled customers and reignite that relationship. Everybody that's been doing this for a while has canceled customers or old people, chicken list people, or people you haven't ever, you know, gotten to the list. And I think now's the time because I think a lot of people are – I've seen a lot more openness.
That's good. That's good to hear, Cheryl. And it occurs to me, I know a lot of people are successfully going back to old customers, canceled customers, and introducing something very new, which is complete transformation.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it so much easier, doesn't it?
Yep.
When we have something new
to
offer them.
Huh?
Well, we have something new to offer them.
Exactly.
Well, I know that Eric in his book also recommends we add a couple of names to that list every day, and you might sort of think, well, if I have emptied my memory of people I know, how am I going to do that? But, of course, this memory jogger keeps growing with people you meet. For example, when I was down in Phoenix with Val these last few days and her team, we arranged to meet one or two, three of her team members at the Whole Foods market, and they have a fabulous juice bar there. So when we were standing in line at the juice bar, what a fabulous opportunity to use what we call the three-foot rule and engage people in conversation. I mean, literally, I turned to one lady, I said, do you come here often? I mean, that's probably the oldest question that
I couldn't say that.
Well, you could to a guy, and I spoke
to
a guy as
yeah.
well. Didn't get his information, but the drink he had ordered was sort of bright red, and so I said, I don't think that those are my words, but I said, oh, my gosh, what do you have in that? You know, but anyway, to open up a conversation, and two ladies at two different times, you know, came away. One had just do they juice? Yes, one did. The other one said, no, but I ought to. And just getting into conversation and established she had a seven-year-old son. And so, you know, being able to exchange information and so on. So adding people to that list. And if I don't know whether Val's on the call tonight, but Val, if you are, you might want to share the story about Katrina. I mean, Val, when you went to the dentist, and if you're not here, I will tell the story. Are you on the call? Are you muted out? No, maybe she didn't make it. Okay, well, she had a dental appointment while I was there, and I congratulate her. She started talking with the dental hygienist about Juice Plus. She was very interested. She gave Val her email address. Val followed up with a great email, and then she called her two or three days later, and, of course, no, she hadn't watched the video. She had received the email, and she said, I'll get through to the weekend, and Val called her again this morning. So, again, you know, it's a memory jogger, it's a list, and it's a follow-up.
Okay, thanks, Jenny. Two other comments before we move to the next chapter. One is that if you're new or if you have someone on your team who is very new, one thing to bear in mind reading this chapter, in fact, reading the whole book, is that Eric is writing to, for the most part, very traditional network marketing businesses where they are really mostly interested in recruiting distributors, getting people to join the business, and the product is very secondary. The beauty of Juice Plus is until you have developed the skills that make you confident and competent at sharing the business, you don't do that. You share the product. And compared to sharing the business, the product is potentially for 100% of people out there. The business is potentially for 20% of the people you know. You might feel it's less than that. I can guarantee you it's at least 20%. But you don't need to worry about that because there is so much less. I mean, rejection is really a matter of perception. But when you're new, if someone says no, then there is a sense of rejection. But if someone says no to the product, and if you have done what you need to do which we'll come on to in a moment, which is to get someone to watch a DVD or watch a video, and they've watched it, and they still don't buy it, literally. They don't get it. You've done your job. You don't need to feel rejection. So that's one great thing about the difference between Juice Plus, this business, and other businesses out there. And the second thing I wanted to highlight was that Eric comments that his friend Jordan Adler, extremely successful person in network marketing, almost all the people he's recruited into his huge organization, I quote, are people he didn't know before he started his business. And that's exactly the same as Jenny and I. We can only think of two people on our team. One is a friend in Sweden who joined our team when he was, like me, on assignment with IBM in Dallas, and the other is Rachel Harries, who was a good friend who said no to us for 7 years about the product and the business, and that's a story for another time. So let's quickly move on to chapter 5, skill number 2, inviting prospects to understand your product or opportunity. And I know this chapter, when Jenny and I first read it, this was the one we said, okay, this guy gets it. He gets our business, because that is so important. We're not in this business to recruit people or to sell Juice Plus. Our job is to do a good job of sharing. And so this chapter is all about the first part of share, the embrace, share, inspire process. Our job is to share, is to invite people to take a look. And whether they buy or not, that's up to them. If we do a good job of inviting them so that they understand what they are saying yes or no to, then we've done our job. Anyone want to give us a big takeaway from this? Because it's all about inviting. And again, we've discussed this at length over the last couple of years about the importance of learning how to invite rather than sell, to share rather than sell. So anyone got any comments on that?
I have one just before you get to chapter 5. And down below it says, you just add them to your list, make friends, develop a connection, and when time is right, you can help them understand what you have to offer.
Oh, well done, Gretchen. Exactly. I underlined that too. Help them to understand what you have to offer, which is the perfect segue to chapter 5. And how does that make you feel, Gretchen, when you know that that is our job?
Good. I mean, you know, I'm just trying to educate you. I'm just trying to help you understand. You know, I mean, I think that's a good thing, you know.
Does it take pressure off?
Oh, I think so, definitely. Yeah, it's a refocusing, so you're not saying, well, I've got to sell something to you. No. I just have to educate you, and you are intelligent enough to make a good educated choice. No.
That's right. And as someone else may be preparing to say something, that is a perfect segue to, in the paper version of the book, it's a pity the Kindle version doesn't have page numbers, but page 43, which is a few pages into chapter 5, he says, for building a large and duplicating organization, I have found that a tool is a better first step. I want to jump to that because he says, our goal is education and understanding. And when we read this part, he says there are two things that are really important. One is to invite people to events, and the other is to use some sort of third-party tool, some kind of tool. And he quickly points out that in his experience, it's best to start with a tool and then to follow up with an event. And that would absolutely be our experience too. Nothing wrong with inviting someone to a wellness party or a healthy living party before they've watched a DVD. But if they can watch a DVD or listen to a CD or watch an online video and then come to an event, that is about as good as it gets, isn't it? And the goal is education and understanding. So anyone got a comment on chapter 5 or on just this whole process of inviting someone to understand?
Terry has a story he wants me to share. And it's about his friend Nori from where he works, and he's talked to her for like 3 years, and you know, he's had given her the tools, the pamphlets and whatever, but when he took her to the event, you know, that was like the big aha moment for her. So
Yeah, that's good. And you know, that's one of the much later chapters, is the importance of events. But do you think Gretchen or do you think Terry would say that getting to her to read a brochure, getting her to maybe watch or listen to a CD or using one of the other tools, do you think that was a necessary step to get her to go to an event?
He says he thinks it was more timing.
Timing. Okay. Yeah.
But like we've always said that it's always a series of exposures.
Right.
So it depends on, you know, how you are exposing them.
Yeah, and so having the patience with them, which Terry obviously did, being patient with her and allowing her to basically say when the timing was right, to say yes, he didn't give up. Just the way we didn't give up on Rachel, we kept inviting her to events. We kept introducing her to the next new great thing that we had, like a DVD or whatever. And we didn't give up, and we didn't, yes, it was frustrating. We wanted her to come to love Juice Price as much as we did and to take a look at the business. And, of course, now she's a national marketing director on our team. So the all's well that ends well, as Shakespeare said. But it's important to have that patience, isn't it, to just keep plugging away, just keep dripping on people, understanding it's a series of exposures, and then eventually when the time is right, for them, not for us, then good things will happen.
Right. Mick, this is Jenny. Could I share something?
Please do, Jenny.
I had a situation happen that was quite interesting. I didn't realize that we were no longer in China with Juice Plus. Evidently, that door closed a while back.
Oh, you mean Japan?
No, I'm talking China.
We've never been in China.
Well, that's interesting because I have a book that has the flags and of all the countries that we had been in, and China was one of them.
Huh.
And so I misunderstood from that, and I have a friend whose wife is Chinese, and she was looking for work to do. She's an entrepreneur, actually. She doesn't speak real fluent English, but she gets by. And I thought, you know, with her personality, and she goes to China quite a bit, I thought, boy, this would be great. She could have a business overseas right away with her family over there. So I approached her, and her husband was there, and she didn't have an interest, but he said, well, leave the DVDs here, and we'll watch them together, and we'll see what happens. I said, okay. Well, it turns out that she fell asleep watching the DVDs, didn't really have an interest in it, but he did. He caught the concept right away, and the other day he stopped by to pick up an application. Now, we haven't gotten together yet, but he caught the vision right away. And he's had some health issues of his own, and he's trying to improve his health. So, you know, we'll see what comes of it. But it didn't turn out the way I had kind of thought it would or had hoped.
That's very telling, isn't it? You know, we hope for one thing, and something else turns up, and we go, okay, that works.
Yeah.
Now, interestingly, Jenny, China will be the next major country to open up for Juice Plus, and corporate Juice Plus company has been working on China for many, many years, because that's how long it takes to introduce a new product and business into China. It takes years of preparation, and I would expect that we will open in China in the next year to 18 months from what I'm hearing. So that
would
be really good.
Well, that would be wonderful, because by then this gentleman may be an established distributor, and with his wife's help, maybe they will venture over there with the business.
Exactly.
Well, you know, Jenny, if I can tag along after that story with another one about how things don't always turn out the way you expect them to, even though they can turn out well. As Mick alluded to earlier, although customers form the foundation of what we do, what we're looking to do is to build a team. And last month, it was about October the 29th, for my 5-1, I just needed one more order. And I sort of drew a blank with people I called and emailed, and then I suddenly remembered I had promised to take my physical therapist when I was doing my rehab on my knees, take her a sample of the complete. So I called them and checked that she would be there. I took down a couple of samples. Well, long story short, she didn't order, but the receptionist, the office receptionist, ordered both the complete and the chewables for her daughter. But what I do as far as potential team members is to start sowing seeds right at the start there when people sign up as a customer. And I said I knew that Erica works two jobs. She's a single mother, and she struggles to make ends meet. So I just said to her, look, Erica, I realize this may not be for you. That's the takeaway. But I do know that you work hard. Now, when your belief in Juice Plus gets to where mine is, I just want you to know that you know, you could take a peek at what I'm doing here, and it could be a wonderful way for you to build a second income. Now, I realize it's too soon now. I don't even want to talk about it. But just remember that, you know, a few weeks or months down the road, and if you have any interest, then let's talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's great, Jenny. And that precludes our getting on next Monday night to the next chapter, which is that step in the process. In particular, how to segue from sharing the product as appropriate to sharing the business. Just quickly, I want to highlight a few things that really came out of this chapter that are very, very useful. Eric says, you're not going to be pitching people and trying to dazzle the world with your wisdom. Okay, been there, done that, guilty. That approach will feed your ego but steal from your bank account. That's profound. And then he gives his formula for financial independence in this kind of business. And this is a good description of what the inspire stage of our process means. The formula is your ability to get a large group of people to consistently do a few simple things over an extended period of time. It's also profound. Then he gives us his four basic rules for understanding the emotions of inviting, the emotional aspects of the invitation process. Rule number one, emotionally detach yourself from the outcome. We teach that often. We've trained on that often. If you can detach from the outcome, if you can do what Terry has done over a period of several years with his friend, then you will eventually see the right outcome. So your job isn't to sell Juice Plus. It's just to get people the information they need in a timely fashion and patiently do so, awaiting the right timing for them. Rule number two is be yourself. Just focus on being your best self, says Eric. Rule number three, bring some passion, because enthusiasm is contagious. And that's where I think we will bring in the thing that Eric is not going to talk about, which is so important in our business, which is sharing your story, sharing your Juice Plus story. But he does say, as we often do, smile when you're on the phone, smiling and dialing. And rule number four, have a strong posture. He had to stop apologizing all the time. He says, be yourself, but be a bolder self. Now, that relates back to the first stage, embrace. Because if you and I have truly embraced Juice Plus, if we're using all the products, including the complete, if we're getting results, if we really know from our own experience how great these products are, then we can be bolder, our bolder self in sharing Juice Plus. Then he goes on and describes an 8-step process, invitation process, which is immensely powerful. And I wish we had more time to discuss this, but just for now, his 8 steps. Step one, be in a hurry. Well, I don't buy that, but I would say step one, keep it brief. because we want to respect their time and they want to respect our time. Step two is compliment the prospect. Again, I'm okay with that as long as it, as he says, as long as it's sincere and authentic. But you have no problem with that. We would use the term edify. Edify the other person on the phone, which would be explaining why you think this may be something of interest to them. Perhaps you know they have an interest in health and nutrition. That's a line Jenny uses a lot. I know you have an interest in health and nutrition, or she asked the question, do you have an interest in health and nutrition? If so, can I share with you something that I think is really going to benefit you? Step four, this is profound. Step four, if I, would you? If I, would you? If I shared a CD with you, would you listen to it? If I shared a link to an online video with you, would you watch it? If I invited you to a special invitation-only conference call, would you listen in? That's powerful. As he points out, that's reciprocal. If you will do something, then if I will do something, then you will do something. So I don't have time to get into that in any more detail, but those pages 56 and onwards, if I would you, very powerful, very important. We will include that in our future trainings. Such a great question. If I, would you? Step five, confirmation. It's get a time commitment. So if they say yes, say, okay, when could you watch that video, listen to that CD? And step six is the second confirmation, which is to get a time commitment from them. And then the step seven is the third part of that, which is scheduling the appointment. And we've always trained on that, the importance of not just giving someone a CD, but saying, okay, when can we talk about this? When will you have listened to it? When can I call you to follow up and to find out what you thought of the CD? And actually scheduling an appointment. And then step eight, which is one I'm not good at, is get off the phone. If you said you were going to be brief and get off the phone. So eight-step process. Anyone have any thoughts on any of that, whether you've read the book or not? Anything that you might want to improve on in that process? I know Jenny is perfect at all this, but...
Not so.
Yes, you are. Anything surprising in that process? Does anyone actually ask the if I would you question? Okay. One comment on some parts of this chapter is that some of his recommendations are much more appropriate to sharing the business rather than sharing the product. So when he talks about the direct approach, the indirect approach, the super indirect approach, that's really only applicable to sharing the business with someone. When you perhaps you've written down those five names of your dream team or your A team, the people you would most love to have join your team, and you want to get them on a connection call with us or with Rachel or with someone who has more experience, then you might want to use one of those direct or indirect approaches. But the rest of this chapter is very applicable to sharing the Juice Plus product. Okay, anyone got any thoughts or comments on anything that we've discussed so far? So I'm hoping that next week we'll have more people on who have read the chapters that we're going to discuss. Next week we will discuss just chapter 6, but since that is presenting the Juice Plus product or the Juice Plus business to your prospects, it follows on so closely from inviting and from identifying prospects that we can certainly backtrack where appropriate. And as I said earlier, this next chapter is going to be really cool and really crucial because we will be able to discuss how we segue from from presenting, if you like, or sharing the Juice Plus product with a friend, with a contact, when we to sharing the business as appropriate. So being able to identify that it may be as appropriate, if not more so, to share the business, the Juice Plus business, with the person than just the business, the product. So any last thoughts from you, Jenny?
No, I don't think so, other than to say I love this book. I mean, I feel it could have been written specifically for us and our business. I mean, there are so many things that we say, oh, my gosh, you know, I've heard that before. Oh, yes, that's so true. I mean, this is what we've heard with Juice Plus. So I think it's very, very relevant and very easy to read as well. So I hope a lot of our team, if they haven't already ordered the book, it's never too late to do so. I think you'll really enjoy it.
Can you give me the title
readable,
of it?
It doesn't take long. Sorry?
Can you give me the title of the book?
Yeah, it's GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional. And Judy, I know you're struggling because you have not been receiving our emails
mm-hmm.
for the longest time. That's why I forwarded to you this week's email about this call so that you would have all the information available to you. And I hope, if you don't see it in your email, Judy, call me, okay?
Okay, don't worry. And now tell me the name of the book again.
GoPro, GoPro, 7 Steps to Becoming a Network Marketing Professional.
Okay.
And you can go and see all the information about this and some of what we discussed last time and listen to last week's call by going to teamjp.net/GoPro.
Okay.
Okay, thanks everybody for being on the call. Hope it was useful, and we'll be back with you again this time next week. Meanwhile, enjoy GoPro. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye
good
now.
Night. Thank
bye.
You. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.